your child a slightly longer hug today.
It's Class 85, the Morning Express. It's Glenn Ong and Joe Augustin and our guest, Edgar Tang,
Executive producer of I Hugged the Berlin Patient.
Executive producer, director of photography. I saw the credits, by the way. Edgar, you're all over the credits.
And so is my co-director, Zhu. Yes. Old friend, too.
We'll talk a bit about the movie that's coming up. And, of course, we're here to talk about the charity premiere as well, right? This is going to be on the, 2nd of December?
Yes, it's the Monday that's coming up at the Grand Cathay. And all proceeds are going to Action for AIDS.
Yep.
As part of World AIDS Day.
The Berlin Patient, by the way, is the first man, some people are saying only, some people are saying not the only man to be cured 100% of AIDS, of HIV. So he's received a cure, right? HIV, there's no more the virus, and he's not had to use any antivirals. So this man, this person, is seen as a beacon of hope, really, because the word cure can be used in the sentence HIV and AIDS, right?
That's amazing. Exactly, yeah. He is he 6 years ago, when he went through this radical treatment with a doctor, he stopped taking his antiretrovirals, and he hasn't for 6 years.
Yeah.
And it's called a functional cure. Some doctors think that it's still in his body, the virus, but they have never been able to find it. So he's the world's most biopsied human being as well.
Yeah, which means people have cut him up for science.
Pretty much.
Right, and it's something that's left him with a bit of a brain problem as well recently, right?
Yes, one of those brain biopsies was botched, and he was left with some neuropathy.
Yeah.
And while he was recovering from that, he was robbed and almost beaten to death. In Berlin, and that also handicapped him further.
Yeah, and all this, of course, is talked about in the movie as well.
But the treatment obviously works. So can I just ask you a quick question, Edgar? Why don't all HIV patients then go for this treatment?
Because it is very, very high risk. It involves something called ablation, which is full body radiation, without getting too scientific or medical, and it basically tears up your present immune system and replaces it. So 50%
it completely kills off your existing immune system.
Okay.
Right? That means you're completely exposed to anything in the world would probably kill you.
Right.
Right? Before they start putting in the other one, the transplant. Okay.
So a lot of people just don't want to take that chance.
The doctors
although
don't.
They know there is that 50, you're saying 50% chance?
No, it's much less.
Well, to survive a bone marrow transplant, 50%. To get a genetic match from that 1% who are immune to HIV is another thing altogether.
Oh. Yeah, so it's very, very, very infinitesimal kind of odds. But the reason why his doctor went ahead with it is because, well, he was going to do this big, huge risk thing anyway, right?
Yes.
And so they went ahead with that. But there was something else that I saw in the trailer of the movie, and so I just thought, well, this is something that you'd settled a long time ago, but evidently it was not, and it's something that led to you being late for this interview this morning.
Yes.
Okay.
But apparently, well, I actually have had cancer before.
Apparently. No, okay. Edgar is a cancer survivor.
Mm.
Okay. And this, when I learned about this, I learned about this only very, very recently as well. It was a complete surprise to me. And I told my wife, and she went, he had cancer? Wow. Did you know before this morning?
No.
No, I mean, I knew when you told me.
Right.
But
okay, so all this is a surprise to us because, and it's mentioned just a moment in the trailer for this documentary, and it says so I'm a cancer survivor, and this morning you had to have a conversation with somebody who did not know this at all.
Yes, it was my mother, and I didn't tell her. Well, I haven't told her in the last 6 years because of just family history, and that she definitely is a lot happier. As my mother, she didn't know that her son had that previously. But because I was going to, and it was done out of love, because I was going to get public today, you guys being the first,
right.
I decided that I should tell her. And what better way than to choose the most inopportune time in the morning, just before you go on a radio interview, not knowing the traffic, to tell her. I had to sit her down and calm her down. And I told her, I told her what I needed to tell, and I said, take your time to process it. If you need to get pissed off, please get pissed off later. But I need to go off now for my radio interview.
Right. What was her reaction?
She looked at me and she looked at me and she said, "That explains all those letters that we got from the National Cancer Center," which I forbade her to open.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But she was shocked.
Yeah. Something that's in the movie. I don't know. Do you want us to talk about what's in the movie, or do you want to just keep that all a surprise? Because there are certain things that I think are in the movie that can help cancer patients. Someone who's going through perhaps a chemotherapy. You did something that was very different from most people when it comes to chemotherapy. And so, you know, when most people have that, they lose weight.
Right.
Edgar Tang over here put on weight.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
So what happened was I didn't get the usual nausea until much later in my chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And I realized that I got it the night before I got the next round of chemotherapy.
Right. So it's like, that's not just because of the toxic nature of it, right?
I didn't know why I got the nausea the day before the therapy.
Right.
So I was thinking it must be in my head. So I said I need to trick my brain.
Right.
So the next time I went for chemotherapy, I thought of the most important thing that would make me happy, and it was food. And
right.
I thought of Hainanese chicken rice.
Yeah.
And when I started thinking about it, I told myself I'm going to start eating it. So after the chemotherapy, I drove myself to Boon Tong Kee and ordered on my own chicken thigh white with Mei Tai Koro, which is pork with vegetables, and asked for a lot of chili. And I looked at it and I said, you know, this could go really wrong.
Yeah.
I could start becoming like Witches of Eastwick, you know. And I started eating, and then in 20 minutes, my nausea went away.
Right.
So I
you
was like,
forced it down.
And I was thinking, oh, I guess I should just keep eating next time when I have nausea then. And so I did. So every time after every chemotherapy, even during chemotherapy, I had a wonton mee on my chest. I remember holding it on my chest.
Wow.
And then I ate in the middle of it, the nausea hit. So I told my doctor later, who has a sense of humor, I said, you know, this happened. You need to tell all your patients that you eat when you have nausea. He said, just because you're crazy doesn't mean everybody else is following you.
Well, I'll tell you what, the movie does document a whole bunch of crazy stuff that happens, and it's an interesting journey. I wish you really well. I mean, in terms of, I think Kathy has come in now to say that to back it, they're going to be showing it in distribution, right?
Yes.
But the charity premiere, which is what we're talking about here today, is on the 2nd of December. Where do we get tickets to go and see I Hug the Berlin Patient?
Well, we have two types of tickets. The $30 tickets can be bought with Cafe's box office on the website, and then the other $100 VIP tickets with cocktail reception can buy from ptix.com. You can more details on our website, berlinpatientfilm.com.
Okay, I need to compliment Cathay, you know, for doing this. I think
they've been great.
They've been awesome. So, I'm sure Edgar thanks them, and I think, we'd like to thank them as well. I want to be there.
Yay.
One day, right?
Please.
Okay, cool.
Congratulations on the film, and congratulations on finally getting to meet the patient. I don't want to pip this, but finally when it gets to the point where they're just about to meet the patient, it gets really creepy.
I don't know what he means by this.
No, you gotta see the movie to see what I mean.
But I was also telling Edgar just now that, you know, I think he's looking fantastic. I mean, it's been quite a few years since I last saw him, and he's looking amazing.
Can I ask you a personal question? Cancer-free? Everything okay?
Yes. 6 years running. Clear.
Okay.
Brilliant.
It's Class 95.
Class 95.
The number one station.
Feel good with the best mix.
Yes, we're finally done with all our Christmas gift shopping.
Actually, dear, we're not quite done yet.
What do you mean?
Didn't you hear? There are over 15,000 gifts from HSK.